Well, good morning, First Church. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you're happy to be in the house of the Lord, why don't you stand and let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we prepare for our opening song. Amen. All right. All right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to worship together and to be in your presence. We have your joy that only you can give. And as we commit this time of worship and praise to you, would you dwell among us, move among us, touch and give to each of us everything that we need that we may leave here better than the way we have come in. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks and praise for your joy. In Jesus' name, amen. We have the joy, God's joy, and we thank him for this time of worship together. So let us lift up our voices in Jesus' name.
Isaiah announced God's coming to a people exiled in a broken and parched wilderness. He declared that God's redemption would make a highway in the desert and change the rough places into plain. God would come as a shepherd, feeding, leading, and cradling the weary flock. This Advent, we seek such a God. Our scripture for today Isaiah 40, 1 through 11. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places as a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall. Because the breath of the Lord blows on them, surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God endures forever. You will bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. We will now light our second Advent candle. Let us pray. Dear Father, we seek your peace and comfort this second Sunday of Advent. Both mighty and tender you come. Perhaps prepare our hearts to be transformed by you. We ask you to breathe into us the presence of your spirit as we live today among wolves, sheep, and searching souls. Amen.
Good morning, church. Okay. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It's such a wonderful blessing for all of us to be here on this second Sunday of Advent and the first Sunday in December. It's a blessing because we're still alive and there's much work for us to do. We are few in number today. We have an awful lot of church members that are out. I share with you that Walter Thomas is a little bit under the weather today, and it's not with us. So we're going to think about Walter and give him a call and check on him. Said he was feeling better. But we're few in number, but we're here. So we came to praise his holy name, and that's what we're going to do today. So we're just quiet for right now, all right? If you're visiting for the first time, or if you haven't been here in a while, please stand and be acknowledged. Don't be shy about it. If you're visiting with us for the first time, or if you haven't been here in a while, please stand. And if you don't want to get up, you don't have to. But we see you smiling. We're so glad God sent you our way this morning. You're really growing and looking beautiful. You know who I'm talking about. We're delighted this morning to have DeWanna and her husband, the Paytons, with us, and baby Wilson. And Juanita, we want you to know that we're delighted in your presence today. We know that it's been a minute for you all to get here, but just seeing you today gives us the love and the spirit of Jesus in this holy season that we're in. And we thank you all for sharing this service and coming out today. I think that deserves a praise clap. DeWanna, we thank you for your melodious voice. Now, as always, we are thankful for the assistance of Reverend Courtney Meadows. He's solo today. It is amazing when the senior pastor of Hutchinson Missionary Baptist Church comes to be with us, to take us through our season and to get us where we're going. And I understand that there's an outdoor service today for you all at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, they're going to church today, so that deserves a praise clap. It really does. Church leaders, task force chairs, please, before you leave church today, I want you to check your mailboxes. You've got to clean your mailboxes. It's a lot in the mailboxes, so go in the office and please clear your mailboxes out. Our birthdays and anniversaries for December, we'll have them on one call. We're going to have them on our website, and then we're going to do a bulletin. We're going back to the bulletin with our birthdays because people are calling me and say, I want my birthday acknowledged. So we're going to be doing that. That's it for me this morning, if you can believe it or not, church. I don't have a thought for the week for you, but I'm going to give you one anyway. It's the holiday season. Every one of us in this church, we're already blessed. We have food, we have a roof over our head, and we have clothes. I want you to give, and give until it hurts. It's the holiday season. Give because it's the best thing to do.
Good morning. I think our moderator just gave us our tithe and offering plea, but I will be doing less than what I'm assigned to do unless I do the same thing. Tithes and offering will be given the same process that we've had for the last several months, multiple ways in doing it. We do have the box right outside of the door. Do like several have done already this morning, I put myself out there that I will be a taker of your tithes and offering that was given this morning by two already, I know. So I'm still available. If you don't want to put it in the box, or if you don't want to walk or anything of that nature, let me know, and I'll be glad to take that for you. Okay? But please, and as the moderator said, please give, and not necessarily because it's the season, not necessarily because you're obligated to do it, but because you're God's chosen one. And there are some responsibilities coming with being called the child of God. And giving back a small portion of that is one of those responsibilities. Let's go to God in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come now giving you thanks once again. We thank you for the small opportunity to return a small portion of the abundance that you allowed us to care for. We thank you and praise you that you've given us this opportunity because we know the alternative is not having it. But now that you've allowed us to have it, let us give generously with our whole hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
that your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy had come to make you new? This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleep child you're holding, he is the great I am. Mary, did you know?
The church say amen. Why don't you give Dr. Duncombe's daughter a big hand? Amen. Amen. And to this entire family, come on, let's thank God for the entire Duncombe family. Amen. Amen. We are still praying with and for you. And we're grateful for this privilege to share and to stand in the place of such a great man of God. And as I shared with you as we started this journey, that I'm here because of how very precious Dr. Duncombe has been in my life, and his family has been to my life. And we know that even through this process, God is going to keep us. Amen. How many of you believe that God will keep us? And we thank him for that. And when we think about Mary, did you know? Folks still act like they don't know the power of Almighty God, the presence of Almighty God. Even when we come to church, we act like we don't know. Amen. Amen. But when you come into the house of the Lord, it is a moment to reflect on what the Lord has done in your life and how he has given you the strength to persevere even in difficult times. How many know God can keep us? And that's why we praise. That's why we rejoice. That's why we celebrate on today. And so as prepare to receive the word of the Lord, I want to call your attention to Luke chapter number 1. And as you're journeying there, let's continue to support our church in our giving, in our coming, and even in praying for one another. The holiday times are hard, especially when you're missing a loved one. Amen. Amen. When you're looking at just the difficulty of what we would normally be able to do in the holiday season, and this pandemic has affected us in so many ways. And so we are praying with and for each other. Just look at somebody with your mask on and tell them, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. That's what that song said. I pray for you. You pray for me. And watch God change things. And now as we look to the Lord in prayer, even now, Father, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your presence that has been with us, not just today because we're in a building, but your goodness and mercy that follows us each and every single day of our lives. Lord, we thank you for this privilege of being able to worship together. We don't take it for granted that we are here today. We don't take it for granted this Advent season that we are in, that you sent your son Jesus Christ to save us, to reconcile us back unto you. Even today as we prepare to receive communion after your word, we thank you not only for the birth of Jesus, but for the death, the burial, and the resurrection of him. And we thank you for the word that will speak to our hearts on today. Would you, God, give us ears to hear, hearts that would receive, and most of all, make us doers of your word, that we would spread your word to all who we come into contact with. We give you praise that as I decrease, you increase, causing your name to be glorified, your people to be edified, the devil to be terrified. In Jesus' name, amen. As you're going to Luke chapter number 1, just to live this song, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Come on, sing it like you mean it. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Come on, we're calling him Savior, calling you Savior. Oh, Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? Come on, sing it like you mean it. While on others thou art calling, Jesus, do not pass me by. One more time, we're calling you Savior. We're calling you Savior. Savior, Don't you hear my humble cry? Come on and wail on others. Wail. Call in Jesus, do not pass me by. I think we ought to say it again. Somebody needs to call it. Call in, you say. It's all right to lift your hands. It's all right to call him now. Somebody needs him today. Oh, here. Somebody needs a healing. Somebody needs a touch. Somebody needs him to encourage your heart. Wow. On other. Come on. Calling. Do not pass me by. Somebody just tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't pass me by. The 39th verse of the first chapter of Luke. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Finally, and Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. I want to just talk as we consider this Advent season and explore some of the stories surrounding the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to just lift one word for our consideration: chosen. Tell somebody, chosen, chosen. You have been chosen. As we consider the birth of Jesus Christ, we understand that God never does anything by accident or by happenstance. Everything in God is intentional. God is the master planner. No one can beat God in the art of strategy. The way making God has been plotting with the purpose of bringing man back into proper fellowship and relationship with him. And so from the very foundations of the world, he knew how he was going to make this thing possible. He knew how to set it up in such a way that when we look at it, the thousands of years later, our only response is nobody but God. Now, some of y'all looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Let's not even go to Luke chapter number 1, but let's go to last week. Last month, a year ago. Just go through your journey in life. And you look at where God has put you. Some of the things that God allowed to take place in your life, you knew you didn't deserve it. Or yeah, you may have been deserving of maybe a worse circumstance. And you look at it, and somebody has a moment where you can tag. The only way you can describe it is nobody but God. The accident that should have happened. Sickness that runs in your family but skipped over you. I guess I gotta get on your road today because you still act like you don't know. Pandemic that has taken out some over 500,000 people, but you're still here. Nobody but God. You look at moments and you know that only God could set it up. Such is the case of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. From all of the prophets of old who get a glimpse of this moment, they're able to paint hundreds of, even thousands of years before the actual birth of Jesus, God showed them exactly what it would look like. Specifically, every girl knew that Jesus the Christ, or God's son, would be born through a virgin, but didn't know who the virgin would be. Until one day, God showed up through his angel and said to Mary, "You are chosen. You're chosen. And I'm going to use you as a part of my salvation plan. And all I need for you to do is say yes." You need to understand that Mary was not some wealthy young lady. She wasn't on the front row of church. She wasn't one that would have measured up to some of our standards of who we think. You know, it's amazing, you know, that now we like to put all these stipulations and criteria on who God can use. But God, throughout the hands of time, has tried to tell us, I can use whoever, wherever. Doesn't matter if they are the person you would choose. You got to remember, you ain't doing the choosing anyway. All right. And God says, I've got a plan for your life. And really, that's not just a word for Mary. That's a word for us today. That all of us are a part of God's plan. We just get to talk about Mary today and others next Sunday. And as you read the stories within the story, everybody has been chosen to be a part of God's plan. Though everybody couldn't be Mary. That's the problem. Everybody wants to be Mary. That is, everybody wants that feeling of importance. God's not looking for people that are looking to be important. He just wants people that are willing to be a part of his plan and understand that whatever I've been chosen to do, Lord, I'll do it. And I'll do it with a glad heart. Mary was chosen. And there's something that chosen people must do. to protect themselves that they might fully accomplish the plan of God in their lives. And I just want to talk about it, if y'all don't mind. If you give me just a few moments, I'll talk about it. Is that all right this morning? Mary was chosen, and though we celebrate it and we have festivities and we rejoice, and it gives us so much gladness in this time, it was a difficult time for Mary, because Mary had her own plan. She was engaged to a brother named Joseph. They were pulling things together for their wedding. They had their own life seemingly mapped out, such as we do even to this day. We make our own plans. You ask a child, what do you want to be when you grow up? And we ingrain within their minds that they just get to be whatever they want to be. In fact, it is not that way. That everyone must come into alignment with God's purpose. It's not what do you want to be, but Lord, what do you want me to be? Mary had this idea of what she wanted to do, had her life planned out, yet God interrupted her plan to fulfill his divine purpose. It caused a little bit of ruckus in her house, because something isn't adding up. I wish I had some help in here. I'm trying to act right, but something isn't adding up. I'm engaged to Joseph, and Joseph knows this, and I know what has taken place and what hasn't taken place, and God just decides to insert himself and make something take place without any of our involvement. But there's this natural thing that I got to look at. All right, this ain't adding up. And it causes a mess to people that don't understand that God's plan is above our comprehension. My ways are not your ways. And so when you're chosen, you got to learn how to move from mess. Because sometime when God has a plan for your life, people around you won't understand. Sometime when God is having his way, people won't always understand or comprehend. And sometime you got to move from all of the street talk to hear the God talk. Mary arose, verse number 39. I'm almost done. Went to the hill country. I wish I had time to deal with it, but the hill country means that basically all that is going on around me, here it is, if I let the mess get in my spirit, it'll take me to low country. And sometimes you gotta move to the hill country. Our forever first lady said, when they go low, we go to the hill country. Somebody needs to go to the hill country right now, because if you let the news and they say, oh, we just got over one variant, now there's another variant, and there'll be another variant, and there'll be another variant. And if we let all of those things pollute our mind, we'll miss the fact that God has chosen us. So she had to move from mess. Brother in her own house didn't understand. But God gave her somebody that can relate. When you're chosen, you got to move from mess, but you also got to find relatives that can relate. That's the blessing of being a part of a family of faith. Because sometimes what our immediate family may not understand, our family of faith ought to come in. Watch this. And with faith, that's the key thing. We don't understand by faith. We're leaning to our own understanding. But the Bible says that God put her with a actual cousin named Elizabeth, who was going through the same thing. See, Mary is young. Elizabeth watch this, is a little bit older. She's one of the seasoned saints, which means that God doesn't just have a plan for the young folk. God has a work for even the seasoned saints. Those that said, I'm retired and I'm going to even retire in church. Yeah, I'm going to let these young folk take it. No, God needs everybody. God needs our young in age, and God needs our young at heart. God needs the young vessels, and God needs the seasoned vessels, because all of us have a part in God's plan. And what is so amazing about this relationship, and I'll be there in just a second, musicians, Elizabeth is not intimidated by young Mary. Sometimes we wonder why young people don't show up. It's not because they don't want to be used by God, but sometimes they find themselves in competition with people who do not know how to embrace those who are up and coming. Everybody got to understand their season. Everybody has a unique part in God's plan. And Elizabeth is going to give birth to John the Baptist, who would be the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Elizabeth could have said, well, Lord, why you ain't blessed me with Jesus? Why I got to settle for John? Some of us, we do that. And we look at other people, and we don't want to affirm their potential and their purpose and their part. And so instead of embracing what God has on the inside of us, we complain about what he gave to somebody else. But look at what Elizabeth did. Elizabeth said, you are blessed, young lady. Yeah, you're blessed because the Lord has chosen you. I count it an honor to see you, young lady, because God has something so big that when I walked in the room, I didn't feel intimidated. I didn't wish that I could go back to being young like you. But my baby leaped for joy. Watch this. I'm out of time. But what Elizabeth had to understand is that the same way God made something impossible happen for Mary, God was doing the same thing in her life. In other words, God has a blessing for all of us if we will dare to just say, Lord, I thank you for what you've given to me. Elizabeth had something to shout about. Because all of her life, she had not been able to bear a child. But Elizabeth represents that he may not come when you want him to come. When you think that you're old, when you think that it's over, when you think that God has given up or forgotten you, God will remember you even in old age. Just hold on. Mary represents young, having their own plan. But God said, I got a plan that's bigger. If Mary had just settled for her own plan, she would have never been remembered. They would have lived an average life. They would have lived a mediocre life. And they never would have been a part of history. But she moved from mess, connected with a relative that could relate. That's what happens when we get together. When we praise together, we lend strength to each other. We lend hope to each other. We lend encouragement to one another. And most of all, we can praise the name of the Lord together. Now look at what she says. Blessed are you who believe, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which are told you from the Lord. And Mary said, watch this, y'all, my soul magnifies the Lord. Now, she really doesn't have anything to rejoice about on the surface. Because right now the engagement is about to be called off. But my soul rejoices. The streets are about to talk about me because they don't understand that this is the work of God in me. But they can't figure out how God did it. but my soul rejoice. Oh, my whole world is being turned upside down, but my soul rejoice. My money is funny, my change is strange, but my soul rejoice. My friends are few, but my soul rejoices. I don't know how God is going to make a way, but my soul rejoices. People of God, this is a season where you got to make sure that your soul magnifies the Lord. And what that means is that my situation may not be favorable, but God is still good. I don't know how the Lord is going to make the way, but I have the blessed assurance that if I keep my hand in the Master's hand, that everything is going to be all right. And I've just stopped by here to talk to some chosen people to remind you that when God has his hands on your life, you may not know how he's going to work it out, but you got to trust him while he is working it out. You got to know that everything is going to be all right. Why don't you look at somebody and tell them everything? Y'all got to put some preach in your voice. Tell them everything is going to be all right. In my personal life, it's going to be all right. For our church, it's going to be all right. But I got to keep my hands in the Master's hands. And can I tell you that though it was a difficult time, Mary made it through. And we too will make it through. And the child that she brought forth, he had within him the power to make things all right. Do y'all hear me today? She had within her the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. She had within her the blessed assurance that it's going to be all right. What she had in her grew up one day, hung, bled, and died on an old rugged cross, was placed in a borrowed tomb, stayed there all Friday, stayed there all Saturday, but early one Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands, because what she had gave her the assurance that it's going to be all right. And what Mary had in her is in me too. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. He's a bridge over troubled waters. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. Anybody know him? Anybody tried him? Anybody got him in you? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And as long as I got Jesus, I'm gonna be all right. I'm gonna be all right. I'm going to be all right. And so let's be encouraged to know that we are chosen and that God has great things in store for us. No matter what it looks like right now, when we put our lives in the hands of God, he'll make it all right. Father, we thank you for that blessed assurance today. Just as Mary was chosen, we too have been chosen as a part of your wonderful plan. That you have greatness within us. Help us to move from those things that would distract us. Mess. Talk of people that would cause us to miss your voice. Help us to stay connected as the family of faith. to encourage one another just as Elizabeth and Mary did for each other. Most of all, help us to magnify and to praise you no matter what the situation may be. Thank you that within us is that encouragement, comfort, and strength to run on, see what the end's going to be. Now, Lord, as we prepare to remember not only the baby, in this season, we remember also the baby that grew up and became the lamb slain for the remission of our sin. Your word tells us to examine ourselves. We've all sinned, fallen short of your glory. Help us, God. Help us to lean and depend on you. Help us to fully give ourselves to you. And as we who have been chosen of you would be used in a mighty way of you, that others may come to know you. Forgive us of all sin. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That we may continue to do your work and will. In Jesus' name. Amen. The door of the Lord's house is open at this time. As you examine yourselves before we take of Holy Communion, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, would you come? If you're without a church home, would you come? If you need to rededicate yourself to the Lord, would you come today? Let every person examine their heart, their life, as we remember Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's thank God that we're all saved. Let's clap our hands that God has connected us with a family of faith. And now, Deacon, if you would come, all officers, if you would please come as we prepare for this time of communion. Amen. It rolled away. Yeah. It was there by faith. I received my sight. Come on, and now I'm happy. Come on, let's just sing it at the cross, at the cross. Come on, at the cross.
At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light.
And the burden.
The burdens of my heart, they rolled away. It was then by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day.
All the day. Whoa, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart, they rolled. happy all the day.
One more time.
Ooh, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart, they rolled away. It was there, by faith, I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
For it reaches to the highest mountain.
Ooh, it flows.
And it flows to the lowest valleys. Oh, yes.
Oh, the blood that gives me strength.
Stand and sing it
valley,
together.
Valley, oh, yes. Oh, the blood that gives me strength
from day. We're going to do it one more time to make sure our musicians and everybody got something. Come on, one last time. It reaches
to the highest mountain.
Come on.
Oh,
and it flows. On Sunday.
Today it will never lose its power.
I trust that all have been served, that all have examined their hearts and are ready to take of that which is symbolic of the body and blood of Jesus. For on the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Let us eat together." In like manner, he took the cup, blessed it, gave to his disciples, said, "Take, drink ye all of it. This is the blood of the new covenant shed for the remission of your sin. Let us drink together." And the people of God said, "Amen."
Amen.
Now, I don't know if y'all sing this over here, but we sing some over in Baptist. It says, "Let everybody say amen. Everybody say, everybody say, amen,
amen."
Let us receive our benediction. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you. Lift his countenance upon you. Be gracious unto you and give you peace. Now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God keep you. All right, y'all sing it. Tell somebody you love them. May the Lord bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Valora Ford.